Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener-supported, hands-on radio for Green and Columbia counties. I'm Antonia. I'm 13, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Emily. I'm an adult. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm also from Hudson.
Wow, that's cool.
We're neighbors.
Yeah. Yeah. Yay. So, Emily.
That's me.
Yes. Ingrid. Gina. Sometimes Moshi and Mahmuda, previously Quinn and Maddie, and futurely Quinn, soon coming.
Coming back soon
and
to
I,
a radio near you.
Yes.
Quinn Gunter.
Are here every Monday from 3:30 to 4 p.m. talking about books. Books we love, books we're currently reading,
all that good stuff.
Yay!
Hooray.
Guess what?
What?
So, like, on the weekend, on Friday and Saturday, I fed Emily's cat.
That's true.
And it was a really cute cat. But while I was feeding Emily's cat, Emily was looking at other cats.
I did. I looked at another cat.
Where were you looking at other cats, Emily?
Well, I went down to Book Expo America this week.
Woo!
Down in New York City at the Javits Center. And the other cat in question was Grumpy Cat.
Whoa!
Turns out Grumpy Cat has written a book. And so Grumpy Cat was there to promote said book.
Aww.
But Grumpy Cat most of the day slept in a bed and looked very cute. Grumpy Cat is much smaller looking in person than I expected. But it's probably just because I'm used to a ginormous cat.
Yes, you have a very big cat.
My cat,
Emily,
is big.
Yes, it's
and
very big.
Grumpy Cat is little.
Aww. Is it little like my cat?
Yeah, I think so.
My cat is little. Grumpy Cat is a celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
If Grumpy Cat is a cat and he can be a celebrity, then you should be a celebrity too. Because, yeah.
You just have to look grumpy and cute.
Yes.
I think there were some celebrity authors at the Book Expo.
Ooh, like
and
who?
I'm pretty sure that Grumpy Cat had the longest line, except for one author who is sort of a celebrity author, but is, you know, not primarily a celebrity, but is, you know, an author primarily. Mm-hmm. And that's Neil Gaiman.
Ah.
Neil Gaiman. I wasn't there the morning that Neil Gaiman was there, but Neil Gaiman apparently had a very, very, very long line.
And what did he write?
He's written many books. He won the Newbery for The Graveyard Book, which is excellent, and is one of the Battle of the Books books this year, which
is
exciting.
Wow.
And he wrote Coraline. He wrote Stardust.
Oh.
Sandman graphic novels. He wrote some books for adults as well.
Yeah.
And he also has written some episodes of Doctor Who, which I know Quinn is a fan of.
So, wow, that's
so
cool.
he had a longer line than Grumpy Cat, but I think Grumpy Cat had one of the longer lines otherwise. But then, like,
so
Jim Carrey has a book coming out, I guess, a kid's book.
Really?
And Julianne Moore, who's an actress, and Paula Deen had a decently long line.
Yeah.
But she wasn't signing books. She was signing recipe cards because they didn't have her book yet, I guess.
I ate at Paula Deen's restaurant once.
Was it good?
Yeah.
Is it buttery?
Yes. It was fun. So, who was your favorite author that you saw there?
Who's mine? I was really excited to meet Faith Erin Hicks, who I've talked about her books on the show before. She was actually one of the first authors I ran into, and it wasn't at a signing, which was kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
I was there was this one section of the convention center that I called, like, Comics Alley, because there was, like, a little alley of, or like a little row of comic book publishers. And I was looking, you know, just checking out their stuff. And I was like, I know her from somewhere. And then I realized it was her. So I said hello and told her I loved her books.
What did she write?
She wrote, I've talked about Friends with Boys, Nothing Can Possibly Go Wrong, Adventures of Superhero Girl.
Yeah.
Those are the ones I've talked about on the show. She also has a new comic series that she's working on that is tied in with a video game that's coming out. And I can't remember if the comics and the video game have the same name, but the comics are called The Last of Us, and they take place, I believe, before the game takes place.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've read the first one, and the second one is in the mail on its way to me.
Ooh.
So it was fun meeting her. And I also met Gene Yang, who is also a graphic novelist. I got to have tea with him, which was fun.
Really?
And Rita Williams-Garcia, who was at the Book Fest, I also got to have tea with her.
Oh, really?
Cool. Yeah, I attended a tea with some booksellers. I infiltrated the bookseller event.
So you just, like, went and had tea with people. Did you sip tea and discuss
them? I did. I also had coffee and a raspberry.
And a one raspberry.
One raspberry. They had like a plate of treats, but because I'm vegan, I couldn't eat most of them, but they had little raspberries. So I was like, I'll have a raspberry and drink some tea.
That's cute.
But that was fun because I'm really excited about, I love his books, and then he has a new one coming out that I have a digital review copy of, but I got a finished copy of it, and that was really exciting because it's fun to read them in, you know, in the flesh.
Yeah.
And it was fun hearing about his process as well.
Tea is good.
And who else? There were a lot of picture book authors there that were really cool. I went to a school library journal, had an event called Day of Dialogue that was on Wednesday, and I went to that, and they had a bunch of panel discussions. So actually Jennifer Byrne, who wrote Calvin Can't Fly, and her latest one's about Einstein, she was there at that event talking. She was on an informational picture book panel talking about the Einstein book, and she's also done a book on Jacques Cousteau. So it's fun seeing her because she's from up here, too.
Yeah.
So I was like, yay, Columbia County. But then there were so many amazing authors at that event, too. David Weissner, who's a 3-time Caldecott winner, he is there. And Chris Raschka, who's a 2-time Caldecott winner, he was also on the same panel. And one of my favorite new picture books, Inside Outside by Lizzie Boyd, she was also on that panel.
Aww.
And one of the cutest new picture books as well, called The Day the Crayons Quit.
Mm-hmm.
The illustrator for that book, Oliver Jeffers, was also there. And I got a copy of his book, and it is darling.
No.
There's a boy who comes home, and there's a pile of letters. And you get to read each of the letters. And then there's pictures along with them. And each letter is written by a different crayon in the crayon box. And is either thanking him or complaining. Or it's really cute.
So and there were also some books that were, like, going to come out soon?
Or? Yeah, so some people were there promoting books that have recently come out, and then some were things that are upcoming.
Well, speaking of books that are upcoming, what books are coming out this week?
This week? You want to look at that list?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Well, were there any on the list of releases that you thought sounded particularly good?
Yes. I think it was called The Testing.
Don't you read correct? That one?
Yes. And it's called The Testing, and it's a hardcover by Joelle Charbonneau,
maybe?
Yes, probably. And this is what it says about this book. It's graduation day for 16-year-old Amalentia Vale. And the entire Five Lakes colony, the former Great Lakes, is celebrating. All Claw can think about home for is whether she'll be chosen for the testing, a United Commonwealth program that selects the best and brightest new graduates to become possible leaders of the slowly revitalizing post-war civilization. When Claw is chosen,
it's Sia.
Whatever. It looks
from,
like Claw.
From Valencia.
It looks from that like that.
Her
from
name
over
is Claw.
Here. It really does. Like yeah.
The eye looks like an L.
Yeah. It just looks like Claw. I keep so
we'll call her Claw.
Though, because it's more fun.
Sure.
When Claw is chosen, her father finally tells her about his own nightmarish half memories of the testing. Armed with his dire warnings, Claw, trust no one, she bravely heads off to Tosh City, far away from friends and family, perhaps forever, danger, romance, and sheer terror await.
Ooh. So I've heard, most of the reviews I've heard of this book have commented on how similar it seems to The Hunger Games,
yes.
And so some people have commented that it's not very original because of that. Because it's come after. But I've also heard several reviews that said it was awesome. Mm-hmm. And that some even have said that it's better than The Hunger Games.
Impossible.
Wow. We'll see. I have to read it and tell us.
Yeah.
All right. So I have one I wanted to. One of the releases for this week that I'm excited about is called You Look Different in Real Life. And it's by Jennifer Castle, who's a somewhat local author. I don't remember exactly where she lives, but she lives somewhere in the Hudson Valley.
Wow.
She often goes to the author events that we go to at Oblong Books.
Yeah.
So it's nice that I don't know. I like supporting our local authors. But this one, I'll read the publisher's copy here. It says, readers of John Green, Sarah Dessen, and Laurie Halse Anderson will be touched by the emotional depth and realistic characters of Jennifer Castle's YA novel, You Look Different in Real Life. And it says, Justine charmed the nation in a documentary film featuring five kindergartners. 5 years later, her edgy sense of humor made her the star of a second movie that caught up with the lives of the same five kids. Now Justine is 16, and another sequel is in the works. Justine isn't ready to have viewers examining her life again. She feels like a disappointment. Not at all like the girl everyone fell in love with in the first two movies. But ready or not, she and the other four teens will soon be in front of the cameras again. Smart, fresh, and frequently funny, You Look Different in Real Life is a piercing novel about life in an age where the lines between what's personal and what's public aren't always clear.
Wow. That sounds cool.
Yeah, and I actually haven't seen them before, but there's a series of documentaries where they kind of did that, where they follow up with people every so odd years, and I always thought the concept was interesting. I've seen one movie that's not part of that series, but that's by a local filmmaker named Ralph Arlick. He did a movie called Following Sean, which is a follow-up to a movie, sort of a short film that he made back in, I think it was in the late 60s or early 70s, where he had discussions with this little kid named Sean, who was kind of running around the streets of San Francisco. And it was really cute. So he did like a follow-up where he kind of reconnected with Sean and his family. And so it's interesting to see where they've come from there. So I like the idea of this.
That's cute.
The YA.
And who wrote it again?
Which one? This You Look Different in Real Life is Jennifer Castle.
What other books has she written?
Oh, what's it called? Let me look. Do, 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 do. You say something while I'm looking.
Okay. Well,
what do you think her book is called?
I don't know. Is it so she.
There. The Beginning of After.
Oh, I think I remember.
Yeah.
Her at the oblong book thing. That's cool.
And speaking of Sarah Dessen, because that one, they said readers of Sarah Dessen would like it, she also has a book coming out this week called The Moon and More. So if you're a Sarah Dessen fan, you can check that out.
Yeah.
I haven't heard much about that one, but people love Sarah Dessen.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that Gina has read her.
Yeah.
And liked her. I might be confusing her with someone else.
Well, it's she's too popular. Bad that Gina isn't here.
Gina, what are you?
We miss you.
Come back to us.
And all the other people that aren't here too, but mostly Gina.
There's a lot of books coming out. There's a lot of books and series coming out this week, too. Like, if you read, what's that called? Well, the next book is called Siege and Storm by Leigh Bardugo. That book's coming out this week. There's a new Pretty Little Liars coming out this week. They're up to book 13.
13, wow.
That's a lot of books.
I like the TV show. I don't know. I haven't read any of the books, but I heard they were okay. Yeah. So if you're into that stuff, you might be excited. I read a short book recently.
What'd you read?
I read Breakfast at Tiffany's. Oh. And it was 100 pages exactly.
It's a nice short book.
It was a nice short book, and it was very nice. It is, in fact, a classic. And I was surprised that most people hadn't heard of it, because I happen to know of it. And it was really good.
I always forget that it was a book.
Yeah.
I know the movie, but...
It was a really good book. They had big words, and it took place in the 40s. It was about a woman named Holly Golightly, but that wasn't her real name. Wahahaha. And it was told from this guy who was a writer's point of view, and Holly Golightly was very pretty and like nice. She was a party girl in New York City. And it was and she had a cat didn't have a name.
I approve.
And it was such a cute cat. And it was orange and big, and it had no name because she said that the cat and her didn't belong to one another, and therefore she didn't have the right to give it a name. It was
fair.
Yes, it was fair. So it was very cute, and it was a really good book. And it had like lovely writing style. And there was lots of twists and turns. And It was nice. And it was by Truman Capote.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And so basically what it was about was this girl named Holly Golightly who lived in New York City, and about this writer guy who was kind of trying to get to know more about her, and like kind of connect with her, and he liked her, but she was kind of just friends with him, and she liked to do things that she had never done before. And so she wanted to go to Brazil, even though she had no reason to go to Brazil, but she was like, well, I've never been to Brazil before. And she actually had, well, I won't spoil it for you, but there was a very funny quote, but I can't tell you because otherwise it would give stuff away. So you'll have to read it and find out. And then it was also about her friends and his friends and people. And right after I finished it, I watched the movie. And so I was like, well, I'm done with this book now, so I should watch the movie. So I went to the store and I bought the movie. And I watched it, and I was very, very shocked. It had Audrey Hepburn in it, who is a fabulous actor. I have an Audrey Hepburn calendar on my wall. It was a really good movie. It was fabulously done, but it was, they totally changed the story. They took a character that was originally a girl and made them a Chinese guy who lived upstairs, which was totally random. And then
they cast a white man playing the role.
Yeah.
Just very controversial in this day, at least. I don't know how it was received then.
Yes, it was very, very weird and strange. And they also gave the main character a random girlfriend who he didn't have in the book. They took away a main character and his bar, which the people had often hung out in. They changed the ending completely. Like, it was totally different. It wasn't like they made a little change. They just totally, like, flipped around. Like, the opposite thing happened. It was very bleh. And it was really well done. And if I hadn't read the book, I think I would have been like, wow, this is a really good movie. I love Audrey Hepburn. But they totally changed the story. It was, like, insane how much it wasn't, like, the same at all. But it was very well done. And, yeah, it was nice. And they used, I thought, they changed around events, too, that happened. They were like, well, you know what? I think this is going to happen now because I don't feel like putting it later. So I don't know what made them think that. Maybe they, like, heard what the story was about but didn't really read the book when they were, like, making the movie or whatever happened to them there. But it was really good. And they were just, like, they were two separate things and they were each good in their own way, the book and the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, like, fabulous book, fabulous movie, but they didn't really, like, they weren't the same.
Yeah, well, one thing I noticed in looking up the book is that the main male character, Fred,
yeah,
is he Fred in the movie too?
Yeah.
Okay. That he, according to the page that I was just looking at, he is perceived to be gay in the book, and in the movie he's not, and there's sort of like a romance.
Yeah. That happened.
Did you think one worked better than the other, or how did that?
Well,
how did that differ for you?
I don't know. I mean, I think it was odd. There was this random romance in the movie, and it was strange too because it wasn't a romance, but then they tried to make it romantic.
Mm-hmm.
And then Holly Golightly wasn't even supposed to, like, in the book, she was good friends with this guy, but they weren't, like, romantic at all. So they just added this, which was, like, a huge part, into the movie. Mm-hmm. I don't think one worked better than the other. I think they were just kind of different.
Mm-hmm.
But it sort of changed, like, the whole entire concept.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Did any of the characters read very similarly in both?
Holly, I think she was pretty much the same. They got her right, and Audrey Hepburn was definitely the right person to play her. I mean, she was perfect for that. It was really good, and I like Audrey Hepburn a lot.
Yay.
Yep. So, yeah, but a lot of the other characters, they either left out, added, or changed. Mm-hmm. I mean, the main character, he, I think, was pretty much the same in the movie as he would have been if, like, as he was in the book, but you couldn't really see as, like, deep into him, because in the book, it's, like, him writing it, so you, like, hearing him think, like, oh, Holly is pretty, but then in the movie, it's just, like, him, you know, you can't hear mm-hmm. what he's thinking or saying, so it was different, but I think, yeah.
Cool.
He's good.
Did you, when you read it, was it packaged as its, like, as one book, or was it part of a collection? Because I know it's a short novella.
How it was packaged, there's only, like, 175 pages in its package, but the book, it started on page 9, because, like, there was, like, all these extra stuff, like, in the beginning, like, hi, I'm the author, or, like, this book is dedicated to, or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then, so the actual story started on page 9, and it ended on page 99. So really, there's only, like, 90 pages in the whole entire story. And there wasn't chapters. It was very odd. I kept on being like, oh, I'm almost done with this chapter. Oh, wait, there's no chapters. So it was funny. But then there was, like, 3 other short stories that he'd written after in the end.
Oh, okay.
Like, at the end of the book that were different. I didn't actually end up reading those. I might
sometime. Do you think
sometime.
You ever will?
Maybe. I actually lent the book to a friend now. But maybe when I get it back, I shall read them, because they kind of, like, bulked up the book, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So otherwise, it would have been really quite short.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was interesting not having chapters, though. It was very strange. Like, I liked it, but it was also weird. So I didn't really know where to stop.
Yeah.
You know? It was like, I just have to keep reading it. But, yeah, it was good.
Oh.
Yeah. And, I don't know.
Do you have any plans for what you're going to read next?
I do. Because my friend and I, we swapped books. I told him about a book that I liked, and he has a book, like, and he owns a book that I've been meaning to read for a very long time. So, and since I own Breakfast at Tiffany's, we just swapped. So, my next book is going to be A Clockwork Orange.
Wow.
Yep. And then he's going to read Breakfast at Tiffany's, and then we'll switch. And it is a very exciting thing. This is a very good idea. You should totally do it with your friends.
Yeah, book swap.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I found Clockwork Orange
confusing.
Hard to read, because there's vocab. There's like a, what is it, glossary?
Yeah.
Because there's all these sort of
like made up
or slang words. Yeah. And so I didn't really read it. I read like the first page and was like, too much. But maybe you'll have better luck than me.
Maybe. I don't know. Mm-hmm. He said it was very good. This, yeah. So, I mean, I'd been meaning to read it for a little while, so I was very excited.
Yeah.
When I found out that he owned it, we could swap.
Yay.
Very and cool. It has a really cool cover, too. And I added it to my list of books that have cool covers, which you can see on our blog.
Ooh.
And you want me to tell you what our blog is?
I do.
So you can see all the other books with cool covers and reviews and everything. You should visit wearebroundbybooks.wordpress.com, and you can be like, oh, look, those are other books with cool covers. Or you can be like, oh, look, there's another review by Maddie, who hasn't been on the show forever, but I can still read reviews by her.
How lovely.
It'll be insane. So you should definitely go to there, and then if you really like it, or you see other books with cool covers that you think of, or you want to be like, hey, Bound by Books, you're cool, you can email us at wearebroundbybooks@gmail.com, and you can be like, yeah, hi, and we'll be like, oh my gosh, someone said hi, and we'll be insane. It'll be insane.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we will give shout outs on the radio.
We will.
So, definitely. Speaking of which, little shout out to Shanika McIntosh.
Yeah. Hi, Shanika. You're cool.
We were lucky enough to have her on the show last week, and that archive should be going up hopefully today.
Yay.
So if you missed that, you should listen in, because it's a good show.
Yeah, it was. It was
very nice good having
show.
A special guest.
It was. It felt
especially
very special.
Especially a special guest like Shanika.
Yeah.
Awesome.
that we, it's like 3:59, so probably about that time. So we're gonna play you Audrey Hepburn singing the song.
It's from Breakfast at Tiffany's.
It's from Breakfast at Tiffany's.
You'll know in a second because the words are all in the song.
Yes, and you'll be like, whoa, that song's from Breakfast at Tiffany's. And it'll be like, theme, it'll be so cool, and you'll listen. And then you can keep on listening after to the afternoon show. Because it's afternoon.
And it's a good show.
Yeah.
So you'll want to stick around.
Yeah.
We hope you have a good week. And Yay. We'll be back here next Monday at 3:30 to talk about more books.
Yay.
Hey.
Bye.